Stay tuned now as Phil Silvers guest stars on The Beverly Hillbillies.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Phil Silvers. Phil Silver. I just heard one note of banjo. Where would that have been the beginning of the theme to the Beverly Hillbillies?
I tried like the Dickens to get
that,
but
I like to hear that banjo, you know. And this was CBS, right? Was the Beverly Hill? Was this when CBS was banking on like country western America to bring their
It all started, Mike, it all started, I believe, with the Beverly Hillbillies, which begat the
Petticoat
Junction, and Petticoat Junction begat Green Acres.
Oh,
and then CBS also had Hee Haw, and then Bill Paley, who created CBS.
Oh, thought it was too hick.
No, he was at a party with his wife, and someone came up to his wife and said, oh, your husband runs that country station.
Got it.
And he went home and canceled everything with a tree in it. That's it. So there you go.
Well, it's time for CBS to reboot them.
I believe it'll be good to have them back. Yes.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show for Monday. A little sleep deprived.
Busy weekend, right?
It was a busy weekend, but of course, last night. Look, I'm not alone. People bitch about it. I hear it all the time when your team in the NFL has one of those primetime games, which are supposed to be special, but they're not.
Right.
I think I'm a normal. You get the Ravens playing tonight?
I get Ravens Monday Night Football, so I'll come in sleep deprived tomorrow.
It's really, I know it's an illusion because they all run a lot of commercials, but it just seems like NBC's Sunday Night Football runs more than it, like they jam them into every single corner that they have. And once again, I'm very, very happy to say that the New York Giants, ladies and gentlemen, have cashed in their chips before October even begins.
Mike,
congratulations. Way to go, Giants.
Am I the only one here that thinks that the Giants can run the table?
I think we have finally established for all my Giants fans out there that this is a team, and here we go. Yeah, there you go. There are the eyes. The New York Giants are a horrific organization. Now,
what is their problem? What is their main problem on the field this year?
Every ownership through the general manager through the coach.
Oh, because so I think multifold.
Now we are finally, when you get two of their primary players who, Saquon Barkley wasn't really blamed, but they let Saquon go to Philadelphia and he had a career year last year. Mm-hmm. And then Daniel Jones, they let him go and everybody was just screaming about how horrible Daniel Jones. Well, it turns out, no, it's the way the team is run and put together. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm not the only NFL fan that has a crappy football team. So once again, I don't know how many 0-3 starts they've had in the last seven years, but it's been plenty. And so I'm here to say, stayed up a little bit last night, didn't make it to the fourth quarter, turned it off, just assumed things were going to go badly,
it
and
says
they did.
Here, Mike, in the past 8 years, the Giants have started 0-3 nine times.
It's a pretty amazing statistic, isn't it?
It's a great statistic. John Canoza gave that to me.
That really, really is. So it's sad. My kid, God love him, went to school today. They've got a sports day at school, so he was wearing his Cam Scataboo jersey today, and I love that kid. And, you know, I wouldn't change a thing about sports and my son. It's great because I think that when you learn to root for a team that's not doing that well, it builds character. I believe that. I believe that and the second part of it is when you root for a team when they're not going well, you get the joy of when they are doing well, and it makes it more special.
It's tastier.
It is tastier.
There are
fathers throughout the ages that have said, "No, I want my kids to have a pleasant experience, so I'm going to pick the winning teams to root for." And
here's a Yankees hat, son.
It's no fun. It's no fun, and that's why Dallas Cowboy kids from Cleveland and New York Yankee fans from North Dakota. It's not really legit.
Now, let me ask a question.
It doesn't teach your kid how to handle disappointment.
This is true.
It's better as a parent to let your kid root for a loser.
I agree. Okay. 100%. Yes.
Question. What if you were brought up living in Northern Virginia?
You got to step out and step back in.
Oh, it's so good to see you guys. And Rice I'll be Krispies. Back in a moment. Bye-bye.
Rob's got a little connectivity issue that we're fixing here.
Yeah, it's something with the internet. We'll figure it out one of these days.
One of these days. We're a mom and pop, okay, folks. I'm sorry. We can't help it all the time, but we do that, and then we have our little systems, and you go and come, I pop, Rob pops, and we're talking about drinking. Heavily drinking before the show when we say pops. That's what we're talking about. So getting back to the whole thing, Friday night, and you can relate to this, Josh, being the baseball fan you are. It was about 2.5-3 months ago, I acquired tickets with the hopes that the Red Sox would be in the hunt. And I know that Tampa's always got a good team, so it was up to Tampa. They are dealing with Hurricane Milton's destruction to their stadium, Tropicana Field. I actually drove by it and saw the cranes trying to repair this roof. So we had the pleasure of going to the minor league ballpark to see a major league game. And not only a major league game, but a major league game when your team is in the hunt for a playoff spot, which was spectacular. So much fun. Yes.
And that's my question is, how are your seats in the stadium and how's the stadium? Because it's very much a spring training.
It's spring training, but at the same time, it's the Yankees spring training home. So it's a little bigger, of course.
Is it more elegant?
I don't know if it's more elegant because it's old. It's been there for a while. They've had that stadium
classic.
There.
Yeah.
But 11 rows behind the Red Sox dugout, which, you're in a major league ballpark.
Yeah.
You're going to pay a premium. We did not, and it was really, really fun. The problems with Tampa are like the problems with any major metropolis, and
worse in Tampa.
Would it be safe to say Tampa, worst traffic in the state of Florida? I think so. I think pretty close. Yeah,
I think so. Because
Miami's bad, but Tampa is the worst.
But Miami doesn't have the bridge issues where Tampa does, where if you miss your turn, you're stuck in traffic. There's one way to everything because it's all bridges.
Tampa is I picked Michael up at about 2 o'clock, spring him from school a half hour early. He gets out at 2:30, and we're on our way up to Tampa. And then when I see that they're going to divert us around, you got Tampa here, you got St. Petersburg here, you got the Tampa Bay right there, the body of water. When they divert you to go around through St. Petersburg to come in the ocean side, the Gulf side of Tampa, you are dealing with a traffic issue. And of course, that's what they did. About really on a perfect day, 2 hours and 10 minutes, I can get to Tampa, no problem at all. This was a 3-hour trip up to Tampa, and it was solely because of the traffic on Friday, which is, everybody trying to get out of Dodge at the same time. But it didn't matter because once we got there, this is the first time in Michael's life where his enthusiasm for the game was greater than even mine, which as a dad, I'm sure your father experienced this, Josh, where you want to have your kid love something that you love, and it was absolutely spectacular.
I remember was thrilled. My father felt that way when I guess it was like 1982. He took me to see Liza Minnelli, and I was thrilled.
It was a big day for him.
It was huge.
And I remember him saying to me at an appearance we did, saying, this is the first time Rob was more enthusiastic for Liza than I was.
Yes, because he loves Liza with a Z.
Oh, he does. And he loved Judy Garland before her mother.
Yes, of course.
He had
a short affair with her.
Yes, with Judy Garland, not Liza Minnelli.
No, that's disgusting.
I'm sorry.
He was with Judy right before she married Michael Carr, the guy who did the
Now there you go. Now you've gone into an area where no one knows what you're talking about, but that's okay.
He described her as a giving lover.
That'll make you throw up in your mouth.
Thank you.
Will say this, that once we got there and the game was great, it was a come from behind win for the Red Sox. And Josh, I want to thank you for rekindling my interest in baseball, and because of that, my son's interest in baseball, and it was great. The rest of the weekend, I think I call it the baseball hangover, where my son, not the best mood in the world. And
do you think that's just the come down? Is it sleep deprivation?
I don't know. I think it's the age. It's the age. I might have written it down as far as the way these children behave at this age, but I'm not going to talk about. I'm going to have to check with my wife to double check if I could talk about something because I don't have enough information.
Okay,
but the all I know is the middle school dance was missed by Michael to go to the game, and he was not concerned about that at all. He was thrilled to be picked up a little early and go up to the game. And
that was the cowboy themed.
That was the cowboy themed, and apparently a big controversy. That I have yet to get the details on. Nor do I even think it'll be. What's that?
Did they have to call the sheriff?
No, they. Well, I don't know.
Did you save the receipt for his hats and spurs? So
I'm looking at his hat right now. I've got the hat right underneath your monitor that I'm looking at.
Is it small like Goldie's cowboy hat?
I'll let you know in a second.
Okay,
yeah, it will be when Mike puts it on.
Josh, how was your weekend?
my weekend was pretty good.
Good.
I can't complain except for about the Orioles. Oh, no. Mike kicked a wire.
But he's in here with audio, and that's what we need.
We'll still hear him. We're not going to be able to see the cowboy hat.
But we can hear the hat, which is great.
I probably should get wireless headphones so I can roam, you know.
Yeah, we'll roam if you want to.
And Scoob's in there saying, let Michael pick his own team to root for. No. Am I back on camera?
No.
Yes, you are.
All right, let me put this on here.
Oh, it's almost a licorice hat, isn't it?
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Out in the old Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Yay!
I think that the body of the hat fits you, but the brim is too small for you.
No, it's a tight fit. But
is it tight? Well, off to the side.
Hey, everybody!
You look like a swinging cowboy.
I think it's a swinging cowboy.
Now that you made that purchase, it's time to lean into Michael for double use. Halloween's coming up in a month.
Yes, absolutely.
He needs a cowboy.
And Josh and I were talking about the cruise. Let's not forget. I'm probably a little early to start getting excited about the cruise, but our TMOS Love Boat cruise coming up the weekend of December 5th, and I'm pretty jacked about that as well.
Cowboy themed.
The whole cruise is. Yeah.
Josh, you know, a thought popped into my head, not necessarily a serious thought, but, we're all going to be on this boat, whining, dining, going on excursions. That's what Josh texted me about, an excursion on Friday. I was at the game. I didn't get back to him until last night. Mm-hmm. It sounds mighty interesting because it's a trip to a hotel in the Bahamas that might have really, really great casino.
They're doing
gambling.
An excursion to a hotel or just the vicinity of
the hotel? Atlantis has all the pools and all that kind of stuff.
One of the excursions is Atlantis. Okay. My kids want to go to the water park.
Yeah,
but the casino is very nice at Atlantis.
Very, very nice. And I was thinking after that, and this goes in the totally opposite direction, that Rob, I think it would be a really neat idea if Josh had a prayer breakfast.
I think that'd be lovely.
You know what?
I mean, would attend.
Josh can't be the only Christian on the trip.
Oh, I don't know about that. Could be.
Is the prayer breakfast before we launch? Like to pray for the safe trip?
No, you
Safe
know what
passage?
It is?
That's great.
It's a midnight prayer breakfast. Right down at the midnight buffet.
Like a midnight mass.
You load up with a huge plate of shrimp, a cocktail sauce full in a soup bowl, and then Josh just lays it on you.
Hey, Joseph. You know what? With all due respect, you know, I don't mean to single you out, Joseph Zora McBride Sacco Vanzetti, eight more names. But, Joseph, A pet peeve of mine. Rob knows what it is.
I do.
Rob's reading the comment too. Rob knows. I'll let Rob explain.
I think we all agree.
I think it's my one of my absolute all time pet peeves from listeners.
Now let me start with the sugar before okay. the bitter.
Very
good. Sugar is that we love how involved our listeners are.
Absolutely.
And how when we lay something out there, they're yep. all on. And, you know, they'll take a trip with us on a ship. They'll buy yep. a cookbook. They'll come Absolutely. To a live show. Mm-hmm. It's sensational. However, right. what the bitter is someone who tells us. Now, keep in mind, when we talk about it, we do social media. That's all about to raise interest in the actual project.
Right.
So if someone comes
What would you think would water that interest down to a degree and really
would.
Not help the cause?
The bitter part of it is someone who comes in, even if they're as cordial and nice as can be, and says, I can't make it. Well, yeah. I tell you
the problem with Facebook events mm-hmm. is that yeah. they put a maybe button there.
Yeah.
And everyone loves to hit the maybe.
Right. And I'm very, very grateful that you're wishing us the best.
Yeah.
But I don't need to know that you're not going. That doesn't do us any good. Looking forward to it. The guy that said 74, Terry, the lady that said yes. 74 more days. That's wonderful.
That's the enthusiasm you want. Yeah.
That simple. Not would go if I could.
Yeah. Well, also the wishing Jesus. Us the best. That rings hollow because I don't think you really do. I think mm-hmm. actually it's a lie. The only way this would be okay. Yes, Josh.
Well, the truth is, if you're not going on the cruise, you're not wishing us the best because you want to hear the story when we return of all
exactly.
the horror.
Yeah. And the only way this could possibly be okay, and we'd have to check the manifest of the boat. What if Joseph McBride is on it and he's going to surprise us?
Yeah, that would be different. But I'm already starting to really look forward to it because our trip to the Caribbean has been postponed. Canceled.
By the DR.
By us. We're not going for a variety of reasons that I won't
Yours,
bore
not
you
the
with.
Cruise.
I pulled out first.
Look out.
Because it's just, I'm not comfortable with flying to that part of the world this time of year. I never was. And so
because of the charged political climate?
Sure. We'll go with that.
The weather, after the other.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff in the eastern, northern, southern Caribbean, and I just didn't like the forecast this week. And that's what I said all along, that if it was, you know, 2 days, 3 days out, and it looked like something was brewing, not a hurricane, not even a tropical storm, but just a wave after wave after wave, I'm just not comfortable, and I wouldn't book that area in my personal life, and I don't feel
when
comfortable
you went,
going in there.
The last time you went to this sort of Amway convention of Carlos.
Now, that is not kind. That is highly, highly unkind.
It was simply a joke. Is all.
Well, yes, a bad the last joke. Time, it's it a brutal layoff.
It was a brutal layoff. The last mm-hmm. time you went on this pleasure trip, was it also to the DR or was it somewhere else?
No, it was
Mexico, right?
Cabo
okay.
San Lucas.
Because even there.
Thanks for remembering.
I remember. Mike is very busy, Josh.
Was it to the Caribbean again? No, it was Mexico. Remember
Mexico? But
I did a whole thing in the Mexican hotel that I was in.
But you also, I think, you didn't enjoy the best weather at that time.
No, it was fine. It was fine. The weather was okay. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The golf cart. I remember.
He got that one wrong.
No, I just remember it not being terribly sunny when you were driving around in the golf cart. It was like a little
overcast.
I played
golf twice, so it had to be good enough to be able to do that.
Yeah, but
so,
you do that in the snow. I mean,
no, it was fine. It was actually okay. I was never, because I didn't know that area, really freaked out about storms. They come from Africa and they come across the Atlantic. So, I mean, being in the Caribbean is something that's problematic. And that was my thing. Carla has her other things that she's dealing with. But I am, this morning when I got up, I had this one guy. He actually lives in the Caribbean and he is a meteorologist who has a great, great platform. And he does forecast tropical updates every day,
okay.
multiple times, and the headline was "Trouble for the Caribbean" or "Caribbean on Watch," that type of thing. So it's a good call. It's a good
call.
Does
he have radar, or does he just go out back and look around and come back and tell you?
He
what
probably
the
goes,
like.
"Yeah, man, here we go." Yes, sir. No, I like the guy. And is he a bit doomy and gloomy? Maybe.
They all
I'll
are.
I'll let you know Thursday.
I would think that if you had that gig as a weather guy, you wouldn't be as doomy or gloomy. I mean, you get some pretty spectacular stuff.
Got to remember what gets the clicks, right? What gets the clicks is the doom clicks. And gloom. Yeah. You know, that's what makes the world go round. Now, I'm going to change the subject and go completely in a different direction because I've got a rave that I want to share.
This is odd, really?
Yeah, there. You know, I believe that the streaming services, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar, that is where they offer you programming you can get on a computer you can eat.
Now, it comes to your house via, like, a cable, right?
Like a cable, and you connect to that cable through a modem.
Now, do you use wireless fidelity for this?
You do. Wireless fidelity that can go anywhere in your house if you have the proper equipment.
Yes. Otherwise, you might not have to buy a boosting agent.
Yeah, otherwise your house is just inundated with wires, but that's okay too.
And that's so how you grew up, with just wires everywhere.
Wires and wood. Wires and wood.
And people don't know that the wire was bare copper wire. There was
bare
no
copper
insulation.
Wire going to radios, old style televisions, speakers, amplifiers, or as my father referred to them, hi-fi sets. And then wood with the telephones and, of course, the eating utensils and plates and bowls.
Did
all
you
made
ever,
out of wood.
Did your father, I mean, he lived a fairly long life. Did he ever regret buying a wooden oven?
If you consider 77, that now would be 11 years older than me. I'm kind of leaning towards not thinking that was a long life.
Okay, but in the spans of his life that was full of wisdom.
Yes.
Did he ever regret buying a wooden oven?
I think that, you know, it just early on, before it got seasoned.
Oh, I forgot have to season the oven.
You have to season it.
With canola oil.
Yeah, with canola oil to create the crust or the char that prevents the
And nothing beats
fire.
Bill O'Mara's beautiful char.
Yeah, and Bill's wooden ovens. Sold them for a short time in New York, but then it went south. Getting back to this, so the idea with a streaming service that you're already paying for and then clicking on the still in theaters.
Ah, yes. That's where they get you with the cache.
So, you know, popping that. And if you have to kind of, it's always a decision because you look at this and you go, do I really want to pony up $19.99, $20 to see a movie in my house? And more often than not, I will tell you, I succumb to the desire to see something interesting. But last night,
you crave instant gratification.
Well, first of all, there are actors I'd like to give a shout out to. One of the actors that I just he's moving into that that area of Gene Hackman.
Dead?
And no. As far as guys that are on, if they're on screen, I watch. Okay. That guy is Josh Brolin.
Oh, he's very good.
If I see Josh Brolin, I'm usually intrigued because he picks good stuff. And the movie is called Weapons. And I wrote this down that said, finally, a horror thriller that some effort was put into. Now, you're smiling, Josh.
Well,
did you take a peek?
If you remember, I did share. I went and saw this in theaters, and I hated it. And I thought it was lazy ending.
And everybody else
put the effort into it. I thought
everyone else in the world loved it. Everyone
the
in the
entire
world
loves it.
I know you hated it. I know you hated it, and I'm sorry to go the complete opposite direction, as we do quite often on a variety of subjects, but accept our faith.
That will be a midnight on Saturday is the prayer.
Yeah,
the prayer
with the option
meal.
To schedule it in the a.m.
Hey, midnight is breakfast. Technically the a.m.
This is true. Very early breakfast.
Yes.
Josh.
Now, most people like it with you. I just did not think it buttoned everything up at the end.
Okay.
Endings.
Problem.
There's a few really creepy spots in the movie, though.
There are really. You better be. You better have a strong tummy, because here's what I loved about it. It's the crafting of it, the setup of it was brilliant. I Josh, what I loved about was that movie,
it was moody. I mean, how was like
No. What it was it gives you the setup right at the front.
Oh, that's good.
And I just I think that just takes all of. There's so many movies that try to be so hip and try to be so what's the word I want to use for this? They want to be so.
Like cooler than the audience?
Cooler than the audience, so intelligent that they want to go in the opposite direction of giving you something that's easy to understand. Well, this one's not. This one says, here's the premise, we're going to show you that. And then they go into a little Pulp Fiction dance where you get little flashbacks for every character.
Out of sequence, yeah.
And it was beautiful. It was Josh, what I loved about it is that because of the way they crafted it, they took what is a highly unbelievable storyline and made it so captivating that I was riveted. And it just was, I mean, it had a little It in it. It had a little Shining in it. And then it had humor in it. Great horror movies have to have
humor. It helps cut the tension. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was one of those movies that I enjoyed it as soon as I came out. And by the time I drove home thinking about the movie, I hated it. So
do you think when you go to a theater to watch a movie, which is the best way to do it, I'm wondering how it translated on the big screen and whether that translation was good.
No, I think it translated fine because it pulled me in. It was suspenseful. I got the scene where she's sitting in the car is probably one of the creepiest nothing happening scenes. it's just there. And so I got sucked into all of it, but the ending really irritated me.
Okay. All right. But I really think that there are so few movies out there, especially in that genre, that aren't hack and lazy, and they just don't take the time to really craft the story. And Josh Brolin's just a great actor.
Yeah.
He's just a great actor. I
Not
love
quite
what he
his
does.
Father, but very good.
Better than his father.
I
Come
know
on
he's
now.
Better than his father. Teasing, you know, fun. Ha-ha.
Wow.
I am hopeful that this Halloween, when it's that nighttime, kids are trick-or-treating, I just see a bunch of kids running around with their arms out. Just running away from homes.
I may have to be that lady from Weapons for Halloween.
You know,
although the beard has always been a pain in the ass for Halloween. I don't have the clean palate of not having facial hair.
You always say it's for Halloween, but you love to dress up in drag.
I love to dress up in
drag. You do. It's a good laugh.
By the way, the evil in this movie portrayed by, I believe, Rob Spiewak, the woman who was the girlfriend of John Candy in Uncle Buck. I might be wrong about that, but I don't think I
am. Shanice.
I think it's Shanice.
If you can find
the, if you can find me the,
That is correct.
Okay. Very. God, he's rapid. He's so fast on that. That's
and
awesome.
She is great in it. Now, if you do not want to be her for Halloween, you could be the people she was visiting.
You guys are speaking in riddles. I feel so excluded.
Suffice to say, we
ruin movies. Yeah. We don't want to ruin this one for you.
I don't want to. I really
irritated me.
You know, somebody says here, great movie choice for Hicks, Nick, Stick, whatever.
Way too much.
No, it's too fresh.
Too recent.
While
you were talking about the streaming offerings, I want to say something to the people at your Apple.
You want to say this about that?
I do, as a matter of fact. Has no one fought this? The fact is that after watching the Charlie Sheen documentary, I got into the fact that he did such a great Nick Cage impression. So I watched...
I don't think an easy impression to do. No, I think that's why I love him so much.
So I watched National Treasure 1 and 2, two movies that I love. I think they're great. But then I wanted more Cage. So I went down to the streaming services to get Honeymoon in Vegas.
You make it sound like you're going to a Blockbuster Video when you went down to the streaming services.
No, you go down
to the
streaming services.
Like you took a little walk down streaming lane.
I brought up the streaming services, and they wanted to stream Honeymoon in Vegas $15.99.
No, they can lick it. They can lick it. That's
I went
ridiculous.
On eBay and bought a Blu-ray of it for $4. Folks, you need to know what you have and what people will pay for it. Don't try to get us with those $20 streaming purchases.
May I get us in the weeds for a second regarding streaming?
Please.
Because I have a question for
If you like Nick Cage, I would say see the Massive Talent one where he plays himself if you want a lot of Nick Cage.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Hold on.
So he's playing himself?
He plays himself.
And
well, he plays a guy named Nicky, who is basically himself.
Did
the
you know?
The unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yeah. The unbearable weight of massive talent. Did either one of you have any knowledge whatsoever of the fact that Charlie Sheen and Nicolas Cage were palsy wowsies?
No, I didn't
want
know
more
that.
Of that.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
I also didn't know he grew up with Sean
movie
Penn.
With them.
Yeah. What's that, Josh? I'm sorry.
I want a buddy cop movie with those two guys.
They're fun.
Yeah.
They really are.
The police chief could be played by Sean Penn.
Yes, because they were all growing up in the same part of California, and they were part of that that whole deal. So I lost my train of thought because we got crazy.
We were talking about streaming.
Streaming.
In the weeds of streaming.
All right, for Mr. Soroka, who has worked installing some of the finest audio and visual systems in the world, for people that wouldn't necessarily want this, this platform that a friend of mine is on gives you all the channels. Do you know it's a platform. I forgot
That guy at the country club, he still has that?
Yeah, he gets this thing.
There's
said
a booth
to
at
me,
my farmer's market for it.
Yeah, and he says to me that he gets this platform, but then he has to put his own playlist on it.
Yeah.
Especially once it goes blank, which it did. He was doing really, really well with all the channels. And then one time it came up where he didn't have those anymore. Yeah. And he is just at his wit's end because he watches a lot of Reds baseball games.
Sure. Sporting events.
And he doesn't know how to put the playlist on the little service he has.
Yeah. That's different with every service. But as long as the guy has the playlist, he could reach out to me and I can help him out.
Oh, but if he doesn't have the playlist,
then
he's
I can
screwed.
Still help him out.
Oh, fantastic! Because I'll pass that along to him.
The problem with these playlists is it's really an address of some place in like the Dominican or something out of the country, and every now and then something just comes in and destroys that playlist.
Got it.
So for the playlist,
fantastic.
Is it like,
I'll pass your name along to him.
Is the playlist like when we used to have DirecTV and you could move ahead and click movies in advance that you wanted it to record?
No.
How does the playlist work?
I don't want to tell people.
It's like a web address. It's like going to MichaelMaraShow.com.
Okay.
And there's a whole list of episodes.
Yeah, but it's not as funny as going to MichaelMaraShow.com.
Not by a long shot. Because
no, sir.
I always say this. At the Mike O'Mara Show, our comedy is comedy you can eat. So there's that.
And Rob, what was your issue with streaming?
Well, streaming is that they're charging too much for movies.
They're charging way too much for movies, and you're paying already.
As I said,
you need is a playlist.
No, you don't need a playlist. What you need is physical media.
Josh, let me tell you this. Once this man in the upper right-hand corner, once he gets familiar with what we're talking about, he will be all in. All in.
Many years ago.
Yes.
A listener of Section 336 asked if I had the app Plex. And I said, I do. And he said, what's your username? And I gave him my username. And magically, all this stuff showed up on my account. That it's all there now. Yep. I don't know how it works.
Yep.
I don't know how the guy did it. I don't even know who did it for me.
Well, I think you can reveal that time has passed that the person that asked you that question was Peter Angelos. And he absolutely made your dreams come true.
He's dead, Dom.
Yeah, he wasn't dead then, though.
Dead.
He's been dead a long time.
So The long and short of it, really, really, I didn't get to half the stuff I wanted to tell you at the beginning of the show, but, you know, if you're keeping track, my football team sucks. My yes. baseball team is in the hunt, and I really loved a movie that Josh didn't like so much, but, you know, I think it's because he watched it on the big screen and I watched it on the small screen. So
expectations.
Expectations, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. I
saw people ahead of time praising it as the best movie of the year.
It's pretty
Josh
damn
only
good.
Praises one thing, Mike.
This is true. It's pretty damn good. And oh, and the prayer breakfast will be held at midnight.
Midnight yeah. with lots
and
of
shrimp. And that Nick Cage movie is better than Weapons.
Really?
Wow.
Well, now you've got me really intrigued.
I think it's really fun if you love Nick Cage like I do.
Nick Cage.
Did you all see the movie where he was like a quiet, mild-mannered college professor that started showing up in people's dreams?
No, he's it's made another, so many movies.
It's another mind flip movie, but I loved it. It was so good.
I'd like to do, if I do the Nick Cage, I'll do the Nick Cage from that horror movie where he wore the prosthetic makeup and he had the white face. That okay. really
long
scary
legs.
Movie. Daddy Long Legs. Uh-huh. Or Long Legs.
Long Legs.
Not Daddy Long
Father
Legs.
Father Long Legs, really.
That's a spider. We have to take a break. We'll come yeah. back. We got some news. We're a good show. Good show coming, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good, not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado's certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. First, I want to tell you about nausea. Yeah, nausea. I don't know if you're familiar with this show going back a ways, but I was at the Walt Disney World theme park and went on a particular ride without a product that I keep with me when I'm going to be near motion sickness.
Yeah.
And I didn't take my relief band, and because of that, that was not on my wrist. And because it wasn't on my wrist, I... yakety yak, don't talk back when
was
I got off the road.
Was the ride Nausea of the Caribbean?
It was Nausea of the Galaxy.
And, oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah.
I puked on a guy with one leg. Nausea, meet your arch enemy, Relief Band. It's the original anti-nausea wristband, ladies and gentlemen, and we love them. They're clinically proven, drug-free, and doctor-recommended. It stops nausea from motion sickness, migraines, anxiety, hangovers, morning sickness, chemo, and more. Just strap it on right onto your wrist, adjust the intensity, and feel relief kick in fast with zero side effects. The new Premier Plus Relief Band model goes even further with smart skin-sensing technology, a built-in digital clock, and next-level nausea control. It sounds too good to be true, but I got news for you. I've been out at sea with mine, and it works.
It does.
I have it. I use it. I love it. Relief Band isn't magic. We do a lot of fishing down here in Southwest Florida, and I would not go on a small craft without it. I wouldn't go on the cruise without it.
True.
Science, hospital-developed, doctor-backed, life-changing. So if you want to cure your nausea problem fast, join the hundreds of thousands of people who are nausea-free with Relief Band. Right now, there's an exclusive offer just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping. And thank you, Relief Band.
Josh, this is where we do tidbits. These are Mike's news items of the day.
We like to call them nuggets,
Rob. This
is
where we find out if the button works.
Oh, the button sounded weak.
The button was great.
The button was great.
Button's great.
The button sounded like it might have been in the other room.
Button's always great.
And now, Mike, you're gone video wise.
You know, StreamYard that we used to record this, Rob?
Yeah.
It added a new feature where you can upload sound effects.
Yes.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. And the first one I did.
And put them on my thing?
First one I added was the news swoosh. So it's always there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but does yours sound like this?
No.
You know what? That's Josh has the old swoosh.
I have the old one.
Yeah. I wonder which one I have. I have the new one.
That's not the new one.
That's
this
the
is
old
the
one.
New
you have, you and I have
you
the
have
old
the
one.
Old one. I have the new one. I'm going to bring a new one to the show tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait. Make sure we get copies of it.
Starting the news.
Okay.
In three, two, one. What's on my screen here?
Well, like nothing's on your screen because your video's
not
on.
Your camera. Damn it. God, I can't like stand up without everything jiggling loose.
I was so excited when you did that countdown to the news. I thought when you hit one, your face would pop up. It would be like an entrance.
I don't know what's going on. In three, two, one.
Yes! I love it.
It does a nice dissolve in.
Yeah. It's great. Oh, no, no, no. We need to do the tidbits, Mike. Come on. Go. Stop it, because I'll keep laughing. You know that. I'm simple. Quit it. No, no. Now, folks, if you download all of these images and print them, you can make a flip book. I think of Mike falling down. Oh, the hat.
All right.
See,
that was truly unexpected.
My concern with this game is at some point he's not going to come back.
Yeah, but we've been saying that for years.
All right, hit the thing one more time. Thank you. Every time Michael Jackson even got close to a female, people wondered if he was legitimately interested. I remember that era, sure, about Michael Jackson, or if he was just pretending. That includes when he married Lisa Marie Presley in 1994. Well, in Priscilla Presley's upcoming memoir, she reveals that she asked her daughter if they had a physical relationship, because like the rest of us, she wasn't sure. And she says Lisa Marie said yes, but Priscilla still didn't approve of the marriage. In fact, she was appalled by it. She felt that Michael wasn't marrying Lisa Marie. He was marrying the Presley dynasty.
Here's the problem with this.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not she had that feeling is not, it doesn't matter, because Lisa Marie is dead. Michael Jackson is dead. She can say whatever she wants and get away with it and sell her stupid book for $100 autographed online.
Wow. Such hostility towards Elvis's wife.
Yeah, one day we're going to hear about how Rob built the Michael Mara show.
Yeah, all I have to
no
do is outlive.
Tell me he's wrong.
I just got to outlive everybody else.
That's too good. That's
no,
too...
but I mean, doesn't it sound convenient that you're bringing up something that people don't even really think about anymore? I mean, I'm the biggest Elvis fan there is.
I get it. And
she not only remade her own book into a second movie that wasn't as good as the first, but now she's writing another book. And again, there's no one there to challenge her.
Let me give you her quote. She says, quote, Michael was a manipulative man, and I think he had his sights set on her long before she realized it. The childlike innocence he projected was part of his public mask. She adds that when Lisa Marie filed for divorce in 1996, quote, I could practically hear Elvis sigh with relief. Priscilla's book is Softly As I Leave You, Life After Elvis, and it drops tomorrow.
Nothing more fascinating than her life without Elvis.
Wow, such anger, such hostility.
Well, I mean, it's all true. And you know what? Jack Soden didn't write a book.
I know you're not Jack Soden. The Mike O'Mara Show and the Don and Mike Show, a long history, Josh, of paying attention to somebody who really shouldn't have been paid attention to, in my opinion. Today is the first day of fall, but has it actually been fall for weeks? Listen up. A story is going viral online where a guy is claiming that fall started weeks ago. He said the seasons are all wrong. Now, if you're in California, in Southern California, or in Florida, this does not appeal. This does not matter to you. All right.
We're talking about fall.
He is proposing we redate all four seasons. Not that kind of fall.
Are you sure?
No.
Isn't it all based on the sun?
It is. It's there's meteorological and then there's like pop culture. Autumn,
here's his new breakdown. Spring should start as soon as daylight savings kicks in, or daylight saving, I should say.
Yeah.
Next year it's March 8th.
That's my birthday.
Your birthday coincides with the daylight saving time.
It's always great when daylight savings falls in the middle of birthday season.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, how many years have people been saying on Rob's birthday, it's always more sunny? That extra sunlight means you've started spring, regardless of how cold it still is. And spring ends the first day it's hot. That's what he wants to do. First really hot day.
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Did he ever marry Lisa Marie Presley?
And March 8th is still a snow possible day.
I've had three significant snowfalls in the Washington, D.C. area on my birthday. So that's, I mean, it's not spring if it's snowing.
Mm-hmm. And you always cried because
every day.
No one could come to your pool party.
Well, Mike, I cried anyway.
Summer starts around, this is a stupid show, summer starts around June 1st.
No, it doesn't.
And stops on August 31st, mostly because the never-ending plague of summer is irksome, so we should shorten it a bit. This is all according to one guy.
Yeah.
Once September hits, it's fall.
No.
Let's see. Even if it's 95 degrees, if leaves are falling, the NFL is on TV and your kids are back at school, it's fall. The whole waiting till September 22nd thing for summer to end is wrong.
I'll give him this, but I think if you're going to have an unofficial start to fall, it's got to be Labor Day. Because everyone agrees on that.
At number four, winter begins on Black Friday. It's already bleak outside. Bing Crosby's playing on the radio, and you're setting up your Christmas tree. Fall doesn't end on December 22nd. It ends on Thanksgiving. That's when winter starts. I don't mind that.
I'll give him that December 22nd is pretty late for winter to start.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And we've all probably said, it's winter? Why are they saying it now? A lot of people have said that.
Well, don't you think, to me, spring starts sort of with Easter. I think that's a good one. And then summer with Memorial Day, fall with Labor Day. And then if we go with Black Friday, then you've got actually a date you can all agree on when it starts.
Well, if you live where I live, it's all weird anyway, so you don't think of it. If you live in the Northeast, all these dates would change. It would be a 7-month winter, 1 week for fall, 1 week for spring, and the rest summer.
Yeah,
there you go.
About right.
The seasons are based on the equinox and solstice, but what do you think? Are the dates all wrong? I don't care. That's what I think.
You're like Kevin Meaney.
I don't care. A website just put out a list of the states with the best and worst road conditions. So all around the country, raise your hand if you think you got crappy roads in your area.
Can I guess one?
Before you do, let me say that this is according to data from the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. Go ahead if you can say. Do you want to do the best roads first?
Yeah, do the best roads, because I only have a guess for the worst roads.
All right. The state with the best roads, I'll take guesses right now.
I would say New York.
No, that is incorrect.
Nebraska.
That is incorrect also.
Texas.
Texas is incorrect. And one more guess from Josh.
Hawaii.
No. The state with the best roads, Indiana. Surprisingly,
I was my guess for the worst, because remember when we drove through Indiana, the whole thing was torn up.
No. Indiana had the best, those clean, wonderful rest stops and those pristine highways.
That's
what I remember. You weren't driving the RV. I was driving the RV. And then RJ was driving the RV.
You pulled rank on me. You were driving the RV.
I love the RV. It's unclear if they included the track of the Indianapolis 500. That's a joke.
They certainly drive fast. Mike, you grasp
your
head like
I do. I'm
going to
put this on a mental note.
Daytona, they're listed good for great roads.
Yeah, just
on that speedway.
Yeah, what about Randy Rhodes?
I've got a bone to pick with my uncle's cut and paste. That's that's really a concern. I'm going to hit another one to start fresh. Kansas is second, followed by South Dakota, Wyoming, Vermont, Tennessee, Idaho, Georgia, North Dakota, and Nebraska. The state. This one, I can't believe it, but I get it.
Okay.
The state with the worst roads. You had a guess, Rob.
Yeah, I guessed Indiana.
It's Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Yes. Hawaii is second, followed by New Mexico, Connecticut, Washington State, Maryland. What do you think about that one, Josh? Maryland, bad roads?
That makes sense. Yeah, okay. Roads are horrible.
That's why you got out, isn't it?
And there's a lot of traffic. So.
California, Pennsylvania. I'm with that one. Pennsylvania, terrible roads. Oklahoma and rounding out the worst roads. Wouldn't be worse without it being on the list.
Got to be Mississippi.
Mississippi! Yeah! You know,
they
go.
Do you ever think they just find a fact about Mississippi and build a whole story around it?
Rhode Island, yeah. Worst roads. I had absolutely no idea. Hey, a lot of couples want a big bed so they're not on top of each other, but not Matthew McConaughey and his wife, Camilla. Matthew's marriage, his tip for marriage, is actually go in the opposite direction. Here's his quote. I wake up one morning and I'm looking over there and Camilla's like a football field away from me, man. What's the deal with that? Then you go to bed at night like you want to snuggle up and, well, you got to cover you up. Come about 12 feet, and I'll come 12 feet. You're like, man, this damn king-size bed is not good for the marriage, man. Get rid of that SOB. So we got a queen size where we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
If he means it, buy a twin.
Isn't he, like, promoting something now? I've seen him everywhere.
Yeah, he's got a new movie on Apple where he's a bus driver.
Okay.
Like through the California fires or something.
What stop do you want? What stop do you want, darling?
It's based on the honeymooners.
And sorry, but a queen bed is not a huge bed. Like, that's most people.
Right.
Most common people have a queen bed.
That's a pretty huge bed, yeah.
That a great example would be Carl and I went, give each other a little hug in our king-size bed.
King-size bunk beds.
There's a little, you know, a tiny little canoodling, a little cuddle, yeah. And then to our corners, where we both sleep, you know, with some space, which I prefer. I like
that. And he must not have a dog.
That's true.
Because you can't have a clean bed if you've got a dog.
You can't.
But
absolutely not.
Mike, what you're saying, as you get older, a good night's sleep is the most important factor of going to bed. It might not be when you're a younger man, but right now I'm happy with sleep. I'll tell you.
I like sleep, and I need a lot of health concerns, with sleep being on almost every list of elderly health concerns, getting a good night's sleep. And, you know, if I'm being kicked or, you know, being rubbed up against, no, stop it. I don't like it.
I hear you.
Today,
what?
It's National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Oh, Charlie, that's exciting.
A while back, a poll asked 6,500 American adults what they like their ice cream served in. Hey, that's my coffee theme.
Yeah, but we associate it with you now, Charlie.
Da, 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 da.
I have a question for Charlie.
Charlie's still here. I should have maybe hit the door, but I didn't. Okay. Yes, Rob.
How are you doing with your television playlist?
Can't get anything to work. I can't get anything to work outside of that continuing series that I hate, This Small House.
Oh, you hate that show.
God.
Yeah.
You can't live like that.
Do you still watch John and Kate Plus 8?
Yes, I do. Fantastic show.
Mostly reruns.
32% want a waffle cone, 16% a sugar cone, and only 8% prefer cake cones. What the F is a cake cone.
Cake cone is a flat bottom.
Oh, the cardboard?
Yeah.
33% pass up the cones altogether to get a cup, and another 2% want something else, like maybe a specialty cone. So to be clear, cake cones are those flaky, crispy ones with a flat bottom. Sugar cones are more sturdy with a pointy bottom. I know that. And waffle cones have a wider top with a rim that's usually not flat and sometimes dipped in chocolate.
I think I would like to have some special sort of service for my ice cream, not
my
cake cone.
My thing now is, at least a couple of times a week, I'm enjoying a Dairy Queen vanilla cone dipped in shell.
Would you ever do? Would you ever do a cone at home?
Never.
No, I don't think so.
There hasn't been an ice cream cone in this house ever.
Big Daddy always screamed and shouted from the highest rooftop that ice cream tastes better in a cone, and I kind of buy it.
Of course you do.
Yeah, yes, you don't want the metal spoon taste.
Well, no. No, but I think it has to do with aeration and stuff like that. And when you eat it,
I serve my I at the TV, sitting watching TV. I eat my ice cream the only way ice cream should be eaten, out of a 5-gallon drum.
Yeah, well, I mean,
say, directly from the pint.
I always eat it from the container. Why dirty a dish?
Yes, absolutely. I want some right now. It is approximately, when are we taping this show today? It is 9:30 a.m. on a Monday morning. I could enjoy right now a massive bowl of mint chocolate chip ice cream and be perfectly satisfied.
You don't even know what I made this weekend that was amazing. Carrie got some Tillamook vanilla ice cream, which I'd never had the brand before.
I'm not a fan of Tillamook.
Really? I thought it was pretty good.
I got their mint chocolate chip. They're making a push. They're making a push in grocery stores right now. Mm-hmm. Your Tillamook. I thought the name sounded intriguing.
But I had some peaches that were on the cusp of turning. So I cut them up and cooked them in a little brown sugar and butter and some cinnamon and put that on the vanilla ice cream. Ooh, Lord, it was good.
Just if it'll help the show, I can get even fatter.
Exactly.
It is fantastic.
Any chance Dairy Queen has a special today for Ice Cream Day?
I'm going to have to. Can you look it up and see if they do? If they do.
I'm surprised you didn't get a call if they do.
Well, I'll pick the kid up and bingo, right to it. Fantastic. Very exciting. Finally, a 75-year-old school bus driver in Pennsylvania named Harvey Slyker is facing charges after police said he threatened the children he was driving and punished them by cranking the heat up in the bus.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Parents say their children got off the bus crying and extremely sweaty. God. Harvey demanded that the kids close all the windows and then turned the heater on full blast. Supposedly it was 74 degrees outside, but inside it was at least 95 to 100 degrees. What a prick.
Wow.
He allegedly told the kids, quote, "I'm going to cook you all." Wow.
Wow. Things are weird in Pennsylvania.
Man, oh man. He also threatened to bring a paddle the next day. Oh, God. Does it say he's 75? He's 75. Don't put him on a bus.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Put him in administration.
Investigators say the students were between the ages of 5 and 12. Harvey was charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment. He won't be driving for the district ever again. It's unclear what set him off in the first place or what he thought the mobile sauna would accomplish. There is no indication that any of the kids were seriously hurt. Pennsylvania, I've got a theme for them. Pennsylvania, we're pissed off before pissing off gets cool. I don't know what the hell I just said. I have no idea.
His name was Harvey?
Yes, Harvey.
Doesn't Harvey know about the stop short to get kids to behave?
That's what Mike O'Mara used to do back in the dark ages.
Move, yeah.
Mike O'Mara was a school bus driver for a short time in his college years. And just a little tap. See those little heads go, digate. That gets their attention every single time, right before I turn the heat up. We got great shows coming up in the near future, like next break. I don't know what I'm doing today. I'm sleep deprived.
That was a good save.
I'm sleep deprived. I am. I will admit. A lot of stuff going on. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? I do.
Yes.
Soul's out of office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax. You quiet the noise. You drift off naturally with the perfect mix of CBD and THC. They deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks, get it, creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 microdose to the bold new 15-milligram gummy you want to fully unplug. That's the one Rob uses. He loves those 15s. Yowza. Prefer sipping? Try the new out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good, and when it's deep restorative sleep you're after, Soul Sleep Gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, baby, and nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30%.
How much?
30%. It's the way the Irish say it.
I hear you.
30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code 30% off. We have a we have somebody who got a gift over the weekend.
Yes.
Somebody who got something for free. F-R-E-E. Ooh, 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 ooh.
You know what? And I have to thank Josh for hooking me. I didn't believe it would happen.
Josh got a free TV a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you guys kind of shut it down like that can't be real.
Well, yeah, I said it can't be real, but I had faith, Josh. You taught me that. Have faith.
Yes. We prayed about it.
I think by the end of the month, too, if you track with this, you're going to be watching TV like I do and sometimes Josh does.
What, with the playlist?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Could be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I seem to have everything I want, although, oh, yeah, stupid DirecTV. I canceled them just over a year ago.
Yeah.
And last night is when they figured out we no longer had an account with them and took away my Turner Classic Movies app.
They're the worst. They're absolutely the worst.
But we've discussed this in the past. Mike, it's the telly. T-E-L-L-Y. Just like Savalas.
Okay, this is the free television you got?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that runs the ads down on the bottom?
Well, you know what? It's funny. The ads are not the whole bottom. They're just a small portion of the bottom. The rest of the bottom, you can assign your widgets. Like right now, when I wake up in the morning and turn it on, it gives me the weather.
You have it in your bedroom?
Yeah, I hung it in my bedroom because I had an old...
Do you have it in the separate bedroom or the community bedroom?
It's in the dressing area, Mike.
I picture you like not sleeping in the marital bed and like going down to a hallway where you set up that little TV that you can watch on your own.
It's not little. That's the thing. Now, I went from a 47...
I do have the picture you sent me, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Put it up, please. Mike, I went from a... Look at that. And it's backlit. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. Oh, very cool with the backlighting, but that's
too much adding color.
Advertising on the bottom.
I have no problem with it. I watched TV on it yesterday. It does.
You forget about it.
You totally forget about it.
Can you stab it like with a screwdriver or somehow disable it?
No, they keep very close track of that.
Yeah, oh, they do.
If your TV is unplugged from the internet for like say 6 months, you get a nasty email saying, "Why aren't you using it?"
And what is the size of the television?
I went from a 47-inch to that is a 55-inch 4K television. The Vizio is in the trash. The Vizio served me for 10 or 12 years, and it was fine. But this is a great television. Now, however, I do have one. Yeah,
great game from the Bears yesterday, my Chicago fans.
I do know you weren't watching this game. So did you turn it on to a football game before just to take
just
picture?
To look like a macho man?
No. I put it on because also it has an excellent tuner. That is Fox on an antenna at my house. And not it my big great. Antenna, just a regular in-the-house antenna.
Does the backlighting assist with the picture?
I think it really makes it pop. You can also change the colors and the intensity of the black backlight. I like the blue. I think it looks really good.
And I do like right down there, you can see at the bottom, it's showing an Entertainment Weekly story. I like that it shows me some news and sports scores so that I can watch the game and keep an eye on the
Orioles. Okay, so it's not a total just shill ad thing.
No. The only ad is that bottom right corner that looks like some casino ad right now.
Yeah, it's just a little one. And you know what? Don't tell the people at Telly, but we have a fan in our bedroom that we keep right by the TV.
Is it Jolene White?
No. Like an electric fan.
An electric fan, not a fan of the show. I'm sorry.
And Rob, you make a good point. The ads are only in that corner. So you could take a piece of construction paper or something and just tape it right over that square.
Or have a small electric fan that covers it entirely, just the ads. I didn't plan it, but that's the way it works out.
I looked over at the comments right now, and sometimes maybe because I'm a little goofy tired right now, but Bruins Rule wrote, CBD, THC, what about LSD?
Stop it.
We're working on that advertising contract. We really are. We're really working to get them. Do you have trouble sleeping? How about tripping?
Mike, I have... But I have one complaint. It has nothing to do with telly. I had my previous television mounted on the wall, and so all the hard work was done. The bracketing was already on the wall and everything. I just needed to put the brackets on the back of the TV. That's easy. And I went, and they didn't include screws for that. And I said, that's weird.
The people that sent you the free telly?
The free telly, I would think that it would
they
come
didn't
with
have
screws.
The, and it, but it came with a bracket?
No, I already had a bracket.
No, but I mean, the bracket for the mount for the back of the TV.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, you just screw it onto it. It's just it's a standard bracket.
But this is a standard television thing. All TVs don't come with the screws to put it on a bracket. The screws come with the bracket.
Okay, yeah, all right, I get it. You already
had the bracket.
So right. I went to Home Depot, and I wanted to buy 4 15-millimeter 6B, I think was the brand, screws. How much do you think a single screw costs now? I remember, and I'll say this,
$1.50
$2.80 for a screw. So to mount this thing,
they're about 8 inches long, right?
No, they're baby little screws.
Yeah, but this has got to be recent. This has got to be recent. I mean, I think that you're talking about a lot of this kind of stuff we're noticing now. Because of the current state of tariffs and all that crap.
A 10-cent screw.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be you would buy screws by the weight in a paper bag.
How much for a single screw?
$2.80.
Per screw?
Yes.
Wow. What?
I didn't even look at the price until I went up to self-checkout. And by the way, that's another thing.
Did you have to get the gold ones?
The solid gold ones. No, these were just simple machines.
When I was a really
screws.
Young man, I paid $58 for a screw in Las Vegas. I'm sorry. I don't know. I just drifted off there for a second. Sorry.
Well, did you go to Home Depot or Ace? Where'd you go?
I went to Home Depot. And
that just doesn't make sense, it seems to me.
I'm so confused. Yeah, I don't. It makes no sense.
Are you online getting the screw prices? You know?
It's an M6 15-millimeter right. screw.
So it's a metric.
Yeah.
Seems high.
And they and you know what? Think? But you know, they have all the screws. I went to the guy, I think he used to drive a school bus that had a heater on it that was working at Home Depot.
Was he a curmudgeon?
He was. He said,
Home Depot.
I need a gaffer's tape. He says it's right here.
$2.25 per screw.
There you go. With tax.
Oh yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I said, I need this 50-millimeter screw. And he says, go in aisle 19, fasteners.
I don't know a month ago, 2 months ago what they were.
I don't either.
I would assume that you're getting lots of stuff like that.
I know they used to be 10 cents.
Yes, a screw. I mean, and these are individually packaged in little plastic with their own UPC code on it. And I just thought maybe like a quarter if they were individually packaged. I hear that.
She doesn't like the screw price either.
But I was, but you know what? Fie on them and bad business to sell screws that are that expensive.
Did you walk back up to the guy? Yeah, I heard you walk back up to the guy. And and you said to him,
he can't keep getting away with it. He can't keep getting away with it.
There it is. Hey, man.
The raw material costs really increased on steel and aluminum this year.
There it is.
Well, I don't care. Make it out of ham, then. I just don't want to have to pay $2 for a screw.
Petrified ham screw. There you go.
From the curmudgeon. Not kosher.
I'd really love to know how much they cost at Ace. I'd like to see if Ace is still doing that. I love that artwork.
They say it's the place.
Now stop it. Don't trash my Ace. I love my Ace. It's the
don't
place,
you find
Josh.
Everything costs more there?
It's the place.
For the helpful hardware man.
And they're beyond helpful. You know, and they greet me every time I walk in there.
Well, of course, if they're getting $2.50 for a screw, they should give you a latte.
And they have a secret Pokemon stash behind the counter. That might be the case at other Ace Hardware stores if you have a kid that likes Pokemon.
The Home Depot has a secret stash behind their counter of meth.
Makes you angry. Don't be fooled by the last breaths of summer, people. The holidays are coming. Are you ready?
Yes.
Just imagine walking into every holiday party feeling in control, looking great, and already down mass poundage. Sounds nice, yes? No.
Yes, 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 no, yes, no. Yes.
Well, listen to what I have to say. Right now, DermGlow Skin has GLP-1/GIP on sale from now through October 3rd. This is your chance to feel confident before the holidays hit. And don't forget, DermGlow Skin ships skincare fast nationwide, and we've got peptides for energy, skin tightening, focus, and more. Visit DermGlowSkin.com today, because feeling good and glowing is the best gift you can give yourself this season. Halloween is right around the corner, and we want you to look great in your sexy Mike Beach costume. No one knows who Mike Beach is.
You do, and that's what matters.
Are you ready to change your body and your mindset? Let's go to DermGlowSkin.com. I will see you there. Now, it's continuing on the theme of consumer activities.
Yeah.
We have eye checks, eye tests, and groceries, ladies and gentlemen, from our man, Josh.
Fun weekend. Got
his, yes, it was lovely. Then we went to the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
Did it give you sort of a throwback feeling to Italy where you were overscheduled?
No, I was way underscheduled.
So you scheduled your eye exam for the weekend?
Well, I had an eye exam last week, and they gave me the contacts, and I could not see things close. It made my eyes weird, where everything looked great. I couldn't use my phone. I couldn't read a book or anything.
And
so
also,
I went back to the eye doctor on Friday.
The contacts were pure white, so mm-hmm. he had no pupils when he wore them, which was
weird. Well, I mean, it was because he was getting the ones he's going to use for Halloween too. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Rolando, for helping to pay for my screws. What a blessing you are.
Well, I call them at the eye doctor and say these contacts are screwed up. Mm-hmm. I've worn contacts forever, and they say, "Well, you have to come in and we'll redo the eye exam." So I go in on Friday morning. The eye doctor guy comes out, greets me, says hi. I tell him what's going on. And he says, "Well, yeah, that's right. That's what it's supposed to do.
It's supposed to make you not see?
I can't see things close. I can't see my phone." He said, "Well, that's because you need reading glasses."
And so contacts and reading glasses?
So he says, "I need to wear my contacts and my reading glasses now."
So your vision is really deteriorating.
Yeah.
I got years ago. My vision's not that bad. And my old contacts, I could see everything fine. But I told him I wanted my old prescription back. He said no, because then you'll get in a car accident and I'll be in trouble.
Because he has to, that is the deal with these eye doctors. Mm-hmm. They have to do what they believe is right based on your exam.
Right. So he said you have to go and buy 1.5 readers.
That's a lot. Mine are 1.75. These are 1.75 right now. And, when I put them on, it always takes my eyes a little time to adjust. Right.
Well, I got my 1.5s, and I hate them.
Do you hate them because you have distance reading and up-close reading you have to do? Is that why?
I hate them because, with the new contacts he gave me, if I'm watching television, it's great. If I try to look at my phone while watching television, yep. I got to pull out the readers. Which
welcome
is why
to my
you
world.
Have, yep. You have 45 of them in your house.
I'm getting to the point where I want my cataracts taken care of.
Well,
my Foster Grants are +2.
Oh wow, yours are worse than mine.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I only wear them if I have to look at real detail. These are pretty good with the close up. My regular glasses, but for example, I just had to use a magnifying glass to figure out the amplification on these readers because I couldn't put them on.
So you now, prior to this, you had a prescription where you could wear one pair of glasses for everything.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
3D movies, yep. Everything.
And it's not, and I had to get it re-upped because I need to order more contacts and they don't let you use an old prescription. So I had to redo it. And now he's giving me a prescription much higher, which when I put them in, I can see for miles, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't read. So I'm going to go to another eye doctor and try to find something in the middle
because
I don't want to use readers.
I recommend he's good, and he's in I think he's got an office in St. Augustine and down the road. Is St. Augustine close to Jacksonville? Is it relatively close? He's got an office in Jacksonville and St. Augustine. He's Dr. Nicholas Van Helsing. And
I think
he might be able to, because he got his eye degree in Rangoon.
Yeah. Proctology and related tendencies.
How does that have to do with the groceries that you were talking about?
Well, no, it was two different trips.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I told you pre-show, I went to the eye doctor and I went to the grand opening of a grocery store.
You should go to
that's too much. I'm making it one.
Hold on,
story.
Rob. Hold on a second. You went to a grand opening. So is this brand new outfit or
brand
what?
New outfit.
Ooh.
And it's not a Publix, which is my standard grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
It is called Lott. L-O-T-T-E. Rob, have you been to Lott Supermarket?
No, I have not.
Because I looked it up, and they've got another one in up your way. They are apparently founded in Maryland, and they've got some in Herndon and Reston.
So it's not a German concern like Aldi.
No, it is the complete opposite.
A German concern.
It is a Asian grocery store.
Ah, really? I bet it's in Fairfax, because they have Asian grocery stores in Fairfax.
They have normal stuff also, mm-hmm. but they have everything from Asia. So if you want like
but they
Oreos
also sell day-old, they sell day-old food because it's actually rot. I'm sorry.
Good night!
And they've got a market in there.
Good night!
As well, of like seven Asian things. I've never seen a grocery store so packed. And this was not the day open, grand open. This was a weekend.
Okay.
And it was packed with people wanting this Asian food. And it's all stuff like the Oreos and the Skittles, but the Asian versions.
Did the store have any odor of seafood in it?
It did not.
No, oftentimes,
it smelled exactly like a Publix.
Okay. All right.
The same grocery store feel.
When I want international foods, oftentimes, Mike, I will go into Falls Church, a delightful suburb of Washington, D.C., to a shopping center called Eden Center.
And?
And it always smells like fish. Even the, Mike, I swear, you can go into a jeweler there. It smells like fish. I don't understand it.
Josh, did you get any bargains while you were
the kids picked out a bunch of snacks. They got a bunch of things. I did get some Skittles that I had never seen that type of Skittle
like
before.
Like teriyaki? What flavor were they?
Yeah, they were citrus something.
You know, yesterday.
And then I did get, I got a, this Caraboa energy drink.
Wow.
Which is the number one energy drink in Thailand.
Yeah, it's great. The bottle looks like it's from 1940.
It does.
It really does. It looks like that's like an elixir for your health.
I Googled it while there, and apparently Red Bull fired their CFO, and he went and started this company.
Did you? Did they have, like Costco does, free samples? Did you get any like live eel?
No, they had a food court. They had a food court of restaurants. Every restaurant had a 90-minute wait for the food.
Oh, man, especially the bat counter.
Mike, that Lott has the wettest market in town.
I love the wet market. I told the kids while driving there, hey, when I was in Singapore, they had bats for sale, and they had the chocolate-dipped crickets and chocolate grasshoppers. Right? I said, if we see those, will you buy those and try them? They did not have any of those.
Oh, that's a shame. They've Americanized it too much.
It's listed on their website as everything being American made, but to Asian standards.
I've always said it's not an Asian grocery store. It's not an Asian grocery store if you can't buy something and eat it that's moving.
Mike?
Yes.
Let's go back to what Josh just said.
I missaid it, I'm sure.
It's that it's American foods made by Asian standards.
Okay.
Don't know that that's exactly the...
It says, on their website, it says distinctively American-Asian.
Distinctively American-Asian, like my golf shoes.
Founded in Rockville, Maryland.
Rockville? Oh, my God. There it is. That's awesome. Wow. Rockville, Maryland, that delightful suburb of Washington D.C. A lot of those suburbs there. We've got, do you have beautiful video standing by, Rob Spiewak?
I've got hours and hours of full color tape of Chinese Skittles. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I'd love to try the Chinese Skittles. The most magical holiday treat is coming, people.
Yes.
It's at the top of Oprah's favorite things. We're going to get in trouble for saying that.
No, it's the truth.
CNN is in love with it. That's not true either. Everyone wants the TMOS Family Cookbook.
True.
And here's your chance to get yours. Are you hungry for food you can eat? Hungry for fun? The Mike O'Mara Show Family Cookbook.
Mike, I'm hungry for food I can eat.
The Mike O'Mara Show Family Cookbook is your ticket to edible excellence. Is that AI or you?
That was me.
Good. With amazing recipes only available from us. Jimmy's Wings, Mama O'Mara's Brownies. It's
so good.
Rob's Fruitcake, Maddie Masiello's Secret Family Tiramisu Recipe. I'm going to edit that one out.
Why?
Just kidding.
Because he can.
Okay. Gone.
I have no contact with her whatsoever. And dozens more. All the best, all for you. The cookbook will be in your hands before the holidays, and you can pre-order now at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be part of the TMOS history. Feed the show, feed the fans, feed the family. The TMOS Family Cookbook. Submit it now before the table is full. Ladies and gentlemen, it's video time.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
Yeah, the Rob. Secretary's mic.
It's time there to salute
Hi.
Secretary of the day.
Hi, Maddie.
Our I'm secretary
just jealous.
Of the day.
I'm just jealous. You have contact with Maddie. I don't. I don't have any.
She filled in here over Christmas.
She
when
did?
You had some time off, Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Did I know that?
Yeah, you did.
You knew that.
I'm mm-hmm. sorry. Okay,
that's
thank
right.
you. Thanks for telling me what I know.
What you know and what you don't know. Mike, do you ever... I mean, we're in radio, so we don't get a lot of, like, safety films. We get films about, like, in the old days, you can say this and you can't say that, and you can't...
Well, we had the HR stuff right. when we were WJFK, where they right. called us all in about sexual harassment and stuff like that, and we were DJs all in a room together watching a show that was bad acting about, you know, HR stuff, and we were terribly behaved.
Well, and then the Janet Jackson safety video.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Don't rip it off.
That's right. Keep it mm-hmm. on. Keep it yep. on, baby. Well, the Federated Mutual Insurance Company put out a video called It Only Takes a Minute. It only takes a second. Forgive me. It only takes a second. I just think this is a little too graphic when you're explaining what things can happen in a factory. It's from 1995.
That's very nice.
Watch out!
I'm sorry.
Horrible things acting. Are happening.
Bad acting. Oh, no. Oh, Ken. No. Oh, that he's... Oh, no. Oh, that's not funny.
No, it's not at all.
That's that. Now, that is... Oh.
I, oh, fantastic.
Way up in the air. Wow, spectacular. Oh, no.
Oh, the grinder, Mike.
What's going to happen?
Oh, no!
Wow, that's like a horror movie.
Oh, she cut herself with a box cutter. Oh, he lost a finger.
Oh, yeah. No. Watch out, it's a grinder!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Oh, my.
He's careless.
Oh, God, no!
Bandsaw took his hand clean off. Don't step on a nail!
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh! There it is. They just keep going and going. Yeah. Oh, no. Mommy! Oh. That's terrible.
Mike, it only takes a second.
We
have the angle now. Next time we have to make a commercial.
Say, Rob, all I can tell you is keep that one handy. Send it to Josh. Make okay. sure we've got it.
And absolutely. Maybe make a few short clips.
Yeah, a few short clips like, hey, I did a little household project over the weekend, okay? You've got
to
do that. That's
okay,
awesome.
Send it
I
to
love
me.
That.
Chop it down.
Mike, this is, did you see that Aldi put out a special limited edition shopping bag?
No, I hate Aldi.
I do too. I do too. I hate Lidl too.
I hate Aldi. I hate limited selection supermarkets.
Mike, this lady is not happy that she didn't get her bag. She wants her bag.
Okay.
And I think that in real life, you might be friends with this lady.
All right. Just for Let's Aldi try. And Aldi only. I went online at 9 o'clock this morning to get the Aldi big bag. It didn't get dropped until 9:01. And I clicked it to add it to my cart. I waited in the cart. It is now 9:18. It continued to tell me that it was 38 minutes and then counted all the way down to 23 minutes. And then it tells me my cart is sold out.
Oh, blink, blink, blink.
Yes, you had 1,000 bags. But I was in there at 9:01. Technically, 9 o'clock. I just wanted a big bag.
Yeah, big bag
sorry.
Full of...
Sorry for the sound effect. Oh, by the way, can I just say something? Rob, you were the one that was talking about the death reel at the Emmys.
Yeah.
Just took a peek at it over the week. How spot on could you possibly... What is the deal. I saw more agents, more lawyers, more talent agents, more producers. I mean, knock it off.
You know how you fix the death reel? You mix it like that last video.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Mike, here's actually, this is what the Academy Awards death reel was.
You mean like how they died?
Yeah, like that what it was? The agent dying. And then just the agent name on it right there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
See, it gives you plenty of time to put the guy's name on screen and kill him.
That's how we, Mike, that's how we lost Gene Hackman.
Oh, what a shame. So it sad.
Mm-hmm. I have a tattoo. Josh has numerous tattoos. You don't have a tattoo, do you?
Nor will I, no.
Never?
No.
What if I told you that having a tattoo is how you beat AI?
Really?
Yes, because if you have a tattoo, they can't make a double of you as accurate as the real person.
I don't see people talking about enough when it comes to AI is how having tattoos
She's got a weird eye.
Helps prevent people from being a successful AI to interview. While AI models can try and will often put a half sleeve on me, the detail of it is such a dead giveaway that it is not me. And I just find that to be such a fun benefit of having a tattoo that I never dreamed being necessary.
So if you have a tattoo, it's harder to make an AI copy of.
I'm sorry about the eye comment. Also. She's actually very pretty. Sorry.
Yes, she is.
I apologize.
It's all right. Also, I tried to get an AI copy of my arm with my tattoo on it to see if they could do it, and this is what I got. And I think it's pretty good.
Okay. Sick. Oh, no, he lost it. This is a bad one here. Oh, God.
Nothing is as good as the car back-ending the other car at 10 miles an hour, resulting in two fiery explosions.
Well, and the car blows up before contact.
Help us all, everybody.
Now, remember when we did a cocktail party and I drank, like, exotic sodas from other lands?
Yes.
Okay, I don't remember the name of the company, but it's Lot. This company. It's not Lot.
Okay.
In Mexico City, there was a soda delivery that didn't go quite as planned. Mike, let's close with this because of a sinkhole. So be careful if you want to get like some squash flavored soda. Don't count on it because the truck's going to be late.
A soda delivery truck plunged into a sinkhole in Mexico City's Saturday, September 13, though no injuries were reported, local media said. The Jarritos branded vehicle sank near first as residents looked
Goodbye.
On its weight, dragging it deeper. Videos of the incident
Is that Mexico or is it India?
The location with satellite Mexico City. And cross-checked the date through Single. Social media reports. It's a plopla. Mayor Alida Alaves visited.
I'm not sure why they assigned that reporter to it, but but
was that, was that an Indian accent speaking Spanish?
Pakistan.
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 Okay. News service. Okay. Well, and Rob subscribes. That's where you get most of your news from, isn't it?
Yeah,
Pakistan?
I got this from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, here it comes.
Fiery crash time.
Yeah. Watch
oh, she's got pizza. She's
contact.
Excited. Now, don't do that.
Gosh, right, you're enough. Right. The explosion does happen before the accident.
Oh, my God. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very much. Go to MichaelMarishow.com. Smash that like button. Share the episode. Ring that bell.
And be careful with your lawnmower.
And choke that chicken. I don't know. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
It only takes a second.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sunflower seed!
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?